So here I am on location at Ascensos Fun Day in Northwood, which is nice because I've just come back to the place where I kind of used to work, because Plessy's is right on the doorstep, although there's like an 8-foot fence around, probably there to keep me out. I've got John Devlin with me, who is the main man here at Ascensos.
That'll do for now, Ian. Yeah, main man's good. Yeah,
and we've come inside and we're sort of looking out the window outside, you know, over the event of what's going to be going on for the next 3-4 hours. And I've noticed that the ice cream van's turned up, which is rather nice. I've been asked to track down cake. Do you know if there's any cake out there?
Oh, there'll be plenty of cake. I think we've got cupcakes galore today. We are actually celebrating our 5th anniversary of our business, which happened yesterday, and this coincides with it having the community and charity fun day today. So there's lots going on, and cake is definitely central to it.
I was going to come round to reasons why we're having the event. Is that very much the reason why, 5-year celebration?
Well, there's a bit of that. That is our 5th anniversary of our business, but more so it's about us having a community day here on the island, you know, as to recognise the first year that we've been here on the island. We've been operational in this site in Northwood for 9 months now, but we came down to the island last summer. So this is really the first anniversary of Ascensos being here on the Isle of Wight.
So if you head to Northwood, the Ascensos Fun Day, you can go around and have a look at the grounds and take part in fun things. I think there's a penalty shootout going on out there somewhere, so I really want to take part in that, because us English peeps are really, well, we really want to put things to bed there. We want to show people that we can take penalties as well. How do you fancy taking part? Just me and
I'll
you?
Be taking a penalty, absolutely. Scotland versus England, yeah.
Sounds good,
let's
doesn't
do it? Let's do it.
And do they get the chance to, if people are visiting, to come in and
yeah,
see?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. It's an open door day as well, encouraging all our colleagues here to bring in their friends and their family to have a look around, see where they work. I remember doing that as a kid, going to my dad's place of work, and always been very excited about it. So it'd be good if people come in, have a look around, and we're doubling that up with the start of our recruitment drive here on the island for the second half of the year as well.
So two birds, one stone, which is a strange thing to say, because we can overlook a roof with lots of birds on and we're not going to throw any stones, but you can come and have some fun. Plus, if you want to change direction career-wise, it might be a good move to come in and have a good look around and speak to some people.
Yeah, there's a bit of that. Just look at what's on offer. We are growing with our clients here as we go into the second half of 2018, and there's going to be significant recruitment opportunities here with us again. So, yeah, it's just an open doors day for everyone in the island community to come, as you say, have a bit of fun, but also see if there's anything here that interests them in terms of a change of direction of career.
Brilliant. Thanks, John. I'll let you get back to the fun, and I'll see you at the penalty shootout a little bit later.
Very good. Look forward to it, Ian. Thanks.
Okay, this is Ian Mack on location at Ascensos Day. They're having a fun day, don't you know? And I've got a lady now who's been running around since we got here, and probably since the early hours of this morning, putting things together, and she knows what's going to happen between now and 4 o'clock. So, hello, Ash. How busy are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm 12 right now.
I know there's a lot of people out there rushing around, and I know there's a little bit of wind around. How much of a problem has that been today?
At first it was a little bit of a problem when we started, but we've made some other decisions to change a few things and we're all fine now. Everything's in place, nothing's flying away and we're good to go.
Typical British spirit. Here we are.
Yeah.
The event's going ahead.
We're still going ahead.
So come on down. What can we expect to do and see?
Well, my thing I'm most excited about is our unicorn that we've got here today, Fred the Unicorn. He'll be available for rides and petting and photo opportunities. We've also got lots of sports day games. We've got live music all the way through the day. We've got a mocktail bar, a barbecue, candy floss machines. We've got children's games, ice cream van. We've also got the fire brigade coming. We've got air ambulance here. Also, we're doing a recruitment drive for Ascensos. So we've got a table with all the information about Ascensos, what we've got to offer. We're doing tours of the building as well, so you can see what it's all about.
Okay, it all sounds great. There's one lady in the studio that loves cake. When she gets here, she'll want to know where the cake is.
Oh, the cakes that are being made are amazing. I've seen them. They are unbelievable. So as you walk in, the cakes are actually right next to the air ambulance as you walk straight into the main arena.
Okay, and how many different types of cakes have you got? Because she's like a real connoisseur.
I couldn't count how many she had there. There was just, I saw shortbread cakes, coconut cakes, the strawberries on top, and oh, they just look amazing. She's got little jars with cakes in. Yeah, the store is amazing. Anton's Little Pudding Parlour, they're called.
Okay. So when you drive in, you head towards Plessy, the old Plessy site. You turn left opposite, if you're coming from Newport End, by Clifton Grade. And then you're coming round. There's a car park. It's free parking, isn't it?
Yeah, it's free parking. You come in, go all the way around the back of the building. There is people to guide you there on the way. And parking's free around the back.
And there's plenty of places where you can get food?
Yep, there's loads of nice food. There's beverages, there's sweets, ice creams. Loads going on.
And we've got Beat the Goalie as well.
We have indeed. That'll be fun.
Who's in goal?
Oh, I think there's a few of them giving it a go today.
Really? Well, all at once?
Well, maybe. Might need to. We've got some good little footballers out there, so maybe.
Well, apparently we're going to do England versus Scotland later.
That'll be fun.
It's myself versus John Devlin.
I might get in goal.
Oh, okay. You could be known as the cat. Okay, look, we're here until 4 o'clock.
Yes, we are,
and it's free to get in.
It is indeed. It's all free to get in, yes.
And we're raising awareness for the Isle of Wight Air Ambulance, which is a wonderful cause.
We are indeed, yeah. They're down in the corner, right at the front there.
And what for you is going to be the absolute highlight?
I think the important part of today is raising as much money as we can for our charities. I think, you know, the air ambulance is a lifeline for us here on the island, especially with everything that's happening with the hospitals and stuff. I feel like it's really important we do what we can to make as much money for them as possible.
Brilliant. Thanks for talking to us, Ash. I know you're very, very busy, so I'll let you get back out into it.
Thank you. I hope to see you all down here today.